This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I watched almost all of it yesterday, and there were some great stories coming out of Augusta, including this Will Zalatoris, who is a buddy of Tony Romo's and has this Hollywood look, who looks just like Adam Sandler's caddy in Happy Gilmore. In fact, has a wedge that has a personalized Happy Gilmore thing, and he ended up finishing second. And then there was Xander Schauffele, who threw up all over himself on the par 3 16 with a triple bogey. I mean, who was like right in it all the way to the end. And then, of course, the Masters champion, Hideki Matsuyama from Japan. A big day for the Japanese, a big day for Asian people yesterday with a big win at the Masters. But Kevin Mahaney was there earlier this week, and he joins us on this Monday morning, as he normally does. Kev, it looks like you had I saw a picture that Megan put on Instagram last night with you and the boys in the Butler cabin.
Yeah, well, that one goes back to like 2017. But we thought, I guess she thought it was appropriate to put it up since, you know, the big ceremony last night with Hideki Matsuyama was in the Butler cabin with Jim Nance and the chairman and all that. So I brought back neat memories. There's no way you could get near that Butler's cabin with the pandemic this year.
All right. So tell me what it was like just, you know, previous years versus this year, just being able to attend. I mean, clearly watching on TV, they didn't have nearly the throngs of people, patrons as they call them, that were there. And most of those people had masks on and were at least attempting to sort of social distance. What was the difference in the crowd size?
Oh, Brian, I bet there was less than 10,000 people there each day. It was unbelievable because I've gotten to go three times now. One was during the weekend, and one was practice round, and this time was a practice round. And I've seen all three crowds, and this by far was a special, special treat. I mean, it'd be like walking around, almost like walking around Hickory Point Golf Course, because there were no stands. Everybody is spread out, and on the practice rounds, you know, it's just kind of following whoever you want to follow. So it's really spread out. It's not like big galleries following the winning group or anything like that. It's so relaxed. It was such a privilege to get to go this year. And I don't know, a bucket list type thing, Brian. But no one told me that we should be following Hideki Matsuyama. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the interesting thing. 10 years to the tournament. You know, he came in, he was the low-scoring amateur 10 years ago, so he got a trip to the Butler cabin to do the interview, and then 10 years later, he wins. This is a huge deal, and hard to imagine just how big a deal he is in Japan and will now be for being the very first, which is a pretty cool deal. Did you get to follow the Zalatoris kid? I mean, this kid got his first rookie year experience with the Masters and has it come out the other side famous?
No, I mean, there's another example. Will Zalatoris, who in the world knew who he was until this weekend? And I became a major cheerleader for him. I really was pulling for him. But, I'm glad Hideki won, but we follow guys like Schauffele and Spieth and Rahm and Rose and JT. And we actually, Michael spoke to Rory and JT as they came off number 18, and they were very friendly on Tuesday. You know, they're very relaxed. And there was, like I said earlier, there wasn't that many people there that it was like there weren't hordes of people around them. They're just like walking to the clubhouse and kind of chatted things up with folks as they walked into the locker room. Very nice guys at the time.
Well, it was a fun finish, and I thought for just a little bit we were going to have some excitement until the triple bogey on 16 on the par 3, which was just devastating for Schauffele, and then the tournament was basically done.
Hideki made it interesting. I mean, he started to choke a little bit toward the end. I mean, Will was warming up on the practice range, thinking there might be a playoff.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, he missed the par putt, but he had, you know, just inches to make the bogey putt. I mean, I wasn't really worried about that happening. Although, as you said, he, you know, put it in the sand trap there on 18, and then had a little problem with the up and down. Anyway, it was a great tournament. I'm glad you guys were there. Happy for you, able to enjoy life. And finally, you could see. I think everybody at the tournament was finally there at 18, and even all of them at one place at one time didn't come close to looking like what it would normally look like at Augusta.
No, but I'll tell you what, Frank, Augusta is a treat. It is definitely Disney World for adults, especially golfing adults. It is pristine. They got everything figured out. And from the first time I went back in 2003 to this year, they have put so much money. They got a media center there, second to none. Anywhere in the world. It is, they just reinvest the money they make back into that place to where it is a real experience to go see.
Well, I'm glad you had that experience. I really am. And it was fun living vicariously through the social media stuff. All right, tonight, 5 o'clock, what's coming up on Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays?
Well, a couple weeks ago, the Chamber of Commerce, the Regional Chamber of Commerce, had their normal awards luncheon, and they announced who the 2020's award recipients were. Unfortunately, we got preempted last Monday night, so tonight we're going to celebrate some of them. Entrepreneur of the Year is our own Gretchen Murphy, Murphy & Company, her new business. And so Marinda Rothrock will be on for the whole show tonight to talk to Gretchen. And also a young man that I know when he went into business, his name is Matt Cazell. He owns Current Safety and Industrial Supply. And he won Small Business of the Year, which was quite an honor for him. And our own First Mid Bank and Trust came up with the Pivot Pro Award for doing such a great job on webinars and processing PPP applications this past year. And John West was like the guru of it. And so we're going to talk about the awards tonight, Brian.
All right, that's great because, you know, people are not attending things, you know, the way we did the previous years, and hopefully we get back to that this year. I think it's great that you're honoring, and I know Debbie Vogel and the crew at United Way won one of those awards as well as Brinkotter Realtors,
yeah, Tommy
and
Brinkotter.
Several others. Yeah, absolutely. That's just fantastic stuff. Kev, we'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock. We appreciate it. Glad you're back on the air this week. Hope you had a great time at the Masters.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.